Bali governor says no to casino resort's proposal. Bali governor Iwayan Koster has firmly rejected a proposal to establish casino resorts on the Indonesian island, emphasizing that such developments would threaten Bali's cultural identity and long-term stability. The governor acknowledged that proponents of the project projected potential revenues of up to 100 trillion Indonesian rupiahs, or approximately $6.3 billion annually, but said the financial promise did not outweigh the risks to the island's heritage. Koster stressed that no one should consider building a casino in Bali, pointing out that once the wrong step is taken, the cultural fabric of the island could be eroded. He explained that even though the financial figures presented may appear attractive, the consequences of undermining culture could have irreversible impacts on the island's character and future generations. He highlighted that Bali's greatest strength lies in its culture-based tourism, which sets it apart from other destinations in Asia and beyond. The governor said Bali does not compete directly with hubs like Macau or Singapore, where gaming dominates the tourism economy. Instead, Bali's focus on cultural experiences ensures that it remains a globally unique destination with unmatched appeal. Koster said culture-based tourism exists only in Bali, and that distinction allows the island to remain competitive without imitating other tourism models. He stated that Bali must remain steadfast in preserving culture as the foundation of its tourism industry, as wavering on this principle would put the island at risk of losing its unique identity. Alongside rejecting the casino proposal, the governor dismissed other large-scale development projects, such as motor racing tracks. He explained that Bali has limited land resources and cannot afford to allocate space to projects that do not align with cultural preservation. According to him, land use must prioritize traditions and sustainability rather than initiatives that could accelerate cultural dilution. Koster warned that if the province made the wrong decision by abandoning culture as the foundation of tourism, Bali could ultimately lose far more than the 100 trillion Indonesian rupiahs in projected casino revenue. He reiterated that culture is central not only to tourism but also to the identity and future of the island. Sacrificing culture, he said, would lead to losses far greater than any potential economic benefit. Bali does just fine without casinos. Despite rejecting proposals for casinos and large entertainment projects, Bali continues to attract strong visitor numbers. Between March and mid-August, the island welcomed 4.3 million international tourists. Officials expect arrivals to reach 7.2 million by the end of the year, even as Bali grapples with issues such as traffic congestion, inadequate waste management, and inappropriate behavior by some visitors. The governor underscored that Bali's long-term tourism strategy must emphasize sustainability, preservation of cultural traditions, and tighter governance to manage challenges that come with high tourist numbers. He argued that Bali's future success depends not on adopting foreign models of tourism development, but on strengthening its distinct cultural identity. Koster noted that there is only one Bali in the world, which means the island has no direct competitors in terms of culture-based tourism. He warned that even a single misstep could have dangerous consequences for the island's future, underscoring the importance of cultural protection as a guiding principle in policy decisions. He concluded by warning against chasing financial gain at the expense of identity. The figure of 100 trillion Indonesian rupiahs may appear impressive, he asserted, but if it comes at the cost of eroding Balinese culture, it would be meaningless. Culture, he emphasized, is the essence of Bali's tourism and identity, and without it, the island stands to lose far more than it could ever gain through casino development.